你們還說，我們用什麼話頂撞了你呢？你們說，侍奉完的，遵守神所吩咐的，在萬軍之耶和華面前苦苦齋戒，有什麼益處呢？如今我們稱狂傲的人為有福，並且且行傲的人得見了，他們雖然試探神，卻得脫離災難。十六節，那時敬畏耶和華的徒彼此談論，耶和華側耳而聽，且有紀念冊插在他面前，記錄耶敬畏耶和華思念他名的人。萬軍之耶和華說，在我所定的日子，他們必屬我，特特歸我，我必憐恤他們，如同人憐恤服侍自己的兒子。那時你們必歸國，將善人和惡人、侍奉神的和不侍奉神的分別出來。聖經讀畢，與神祝福他的話語。
現在是宣道的時間，今天的題目是耶和華的紀念冊，是請楊牧師。
各位兄弟姊妹，今天一个月的第一个星期日，救主耶稣基督的吩咐和批准，世界各地不同国籍的信徒很多都在今日一起纪念，去参加耶稣基督的主餐，最后的晚餐，再一次参加耶稣基督最后的晚餐主餐，去被卖为人类的罪钉十字架之前那晚，跟他的门徒在一起拿起个饼来，一个饼就擘开，说这个是我的身体，你拿去吃吧。Later today, we'll participate in the Lord's Supper, the Last Supper. The night before he was crucified, he took the bread and broke the bread apart, said, "This is my body. Take and eat. And I'll be in you, and you'll be in me. When I suffer, I will suffer for you, for your sin." So Jesus said, "You 拿去食啦，我喺你里边，你喺我里边，承担你哋嘅罪孽。然后他拿起个杯，说这个杯的葡萄酒是我的血，你拿去喝吧，跟你立新约，你们会有一个新的心，新的灵，罪孽得到赦免。 And later he took the cup of the red wine and said, "This is my blood, take and drink, your sins will be forgiven.And I'll give you a new heart and a new spirit." This is the new agreement, new covenant. We thank God for that. 我们多谢主，靠住耶稣基督的宝血，我们重生，我们不一样。Thank God because of his blood that we are born again, a new heart, and a new spirit. 各位兄弟姊妹，今日嘅题目系耶和华嘅纪念册。The topic today, the Lord's Scroll of Remembrance。上帝话将我哋嘅名写喺佢嘅纪念册嗰度，意思系主将你放喺佢嘅心里边，主爱你，佢将你放喺佢心里边。有一个好细嘅教会，家庭教会，二三十人，佢哋嘅成员放咗工之后，每一天夜晚都喺一个家庭里边聚集，一齐祷告，去读圣经嘅说话，好爱圣经嘅说话。上帝将他们这班人放在他心里面，将他们的名写在他的纪念册里面。 God writes your name in the scroll of remembrance. That means God will have you in his heart always. There is a small house church with 20 to 30 members.They study the Bible together every evening after work. They love the Word of God. Just like Milton loved the Word of God. Many Bible in your house. They love the Word of God. God will have them in His heart always. And God has written their names in His scroll of remembrance.当上帝想同佢嘅人讲说话咧，上帝系会差派一个全口信嘅人同佢哋讲嘢。而当呢一个全口信嘅人讲完嘢之后咧，通常有两帮人，有两种唔同嘅反应。第一帮人，圣经话骄傲嘅人，佢哋会顶撞上帝派嚟传话嘅人。同埋頂撞佢講嘅嘢，上帝其實係聽到的，但係上帝話我遲啲先至處理，但係我唔會將佢哋放喺我個心上邊。When God wants to speak to people, He will send a messenger to speak to them. And after the messenger speaks,Two groups of people will have two different responses. The first group, the arrogant people, they will speak arrogantly against the message and the messenger. God heard them, but God will take care of them later. But God will not have it, will not have them in His heart always.而第二班人呢，叫做敬畏上帝的人，或者是恭敬的人。他们听完之后会很恭敬去想下，去读下，去大家讨论下上帝跟他们讲的话。上帝很喜欢他们，上帝会将他们放在他的心里面，就是上帝会将他们的名字写在他的纪念册里面。And the second group, respectful people, fear the Lord. They respectfully study the message together. God loves them, and God will have them in His heart always. Meaning, God will write their names in the scroll of remembrance. 所以当上帝想同人讲嘢嘅时候咧，佢会派全口信嘅人同佢哋讲嘢。而聖經話上帝派天使同佢哋講嘢，原來天使就係解全口信的人，全口信嘅人就係天使。When God wants to speak to people, He will send a messenger to speak to us. The Bible says God will send an angel to speak to them. An angel means messenger.Messenger means angel. 咁啱得咁巧喺度呢幾個禮拜幫緊我哋，話俾我哋聽點樣去整個屋頂啊，點樣去整個十字架大樓嗰個工程師個名就叫做天使啊，就係叫做全口信嘅人啊。而又咁湊巧，我哋而家讀嘅馬拉基書，馬拉基呢個名就係全口信的人，就係解天使。Coincidentally, the engineer telling us how to fix the roof and helping us these few weeks to fix the roof, his name is Angel. It's not a lady, a gentleman, by the name of Angel. And the prophet Malachi, the book we study today, the name Malachi means messenger, angel. And the last book we study, before we start another round of Bible study. 所以当上帝想同佢嘅人讲嘢嘅时候，佢会派天使，派马拉基同佢哋讲嘢。而喺第一章同第三章，起码记载咗六次上帝叫马拉基全口信嘅人天使同佢嘅人民讲嘢。而六次他们听完之后都顶撞马拉基，顶撞上帝，顶撞他说的话。他们怎样顶撞？说得不对而已。我们有什么做错而已？上帝的吩咐很麻烦啊。我们怎样不尊敬他啊？什么话悔改？怎悔改啊？我们有什么讲错啫？ You know, when God wanted to speak to his people, he sent Malachi to speak to them, and in chapter 1 and chapter 3, at least 6 times, God told Malachi to speak to them. But 6 times, they spoke arrogantly against God. What did they say? No, that is not true. What did we do wrong?God's word is very demanding. How did we not respect him? Repent? What? Repent? What? How? Repent? What did we say wrong? They spoke arrogantly against God 6 times.
当上帝想同佢嘅人民讲嘢，佢会差派天使全口信嘅人同佢讲。而剛才我說有兩班不同的人有兩種不同的反應，有一種去頂撞上帝全口信的人說的話，上帝聽到但是他遲些先處理他們，上帝不會將他們放在他心裡面。
When God wants to speak to people, he'll send a messenger to speak to them. And after the messenger speaks, two groups of people will have two different responses. One group, the arrogant people, will speak arrogantly against the message. And God heard them, and God will take care of them later. God will not have them in his heart always.
但是不是代表上帝不记得他们说什么？上帝记得很清楚他们讲什么的，就在十四、十五节就记载他们讲类似这样的东西。他们讲什么？侍奉上帝，侍奉上帝赚不赚到钱啊？你看看那些不侍奉上帝的人，他们赚多少钱？他们顶撞上帝到最后死之前可能就信耶稣就去到天堂，公唔公平啊？
But it doesn't mean that God does not remember what they said. God remembers exactly what they said. In verses 14 and 15, they said something like this. Serve God? Can we make money serving him? You know, those who do not serve God make a lot of money. Maybe they believe in God just the moment before they die, then they go to heaven. How is it fair? And God remembered exactly what they said.
他们这样去顶撞上帝的先知，上帝的天使传话的人，上帝听到，但是上帝迟些才处理，上帝不会将他们放在心里面。They spoke arrogantly against the messenger of God. God heard them. God will take care of them later, but God will not have them in his heart always. 第二班人很敬畏上帝的人，他们听到上帝说的话，派人来跟他们说的话，他们大家一起去研究，去看看究竟我们应该怎么做呢？天父爱他们，天父走近他们，圣经说侧耳而听，走近他们，听他们怎样去研读他的说话。天父留心，而圣经说将他们的名字写在纪念册里面，天父将他们放在他的心里面。 And the second group, respectful people, they respectfully study the message together. And God loves them and comes close to them and pays attention to them. And the Bible says, God writes their names in the scroll of remembrance. God will have them in his heart always. 各位兄弟姐妹，原来将主的说话放在我们心里面，将主的说话恭恭敬敬放在我们心里面，主就会将我们放在祂的心里面。 Brothers and sisters, now we understand the people who have the word of God in their hearts always,God will have them in his heart always. 而在第十七、十八节告诉我，有一日会来到，圣经用的字说所定的日子，所定的一个日子会来到。而他的意思就是，有一日会来到，上帝会采取行动，将骄傲的人同埋敬畏上帝的人分翻开，而上帝存在心里面的人，上帝将他放在心上边的人，上帝将他写咗喺纪念册的人，天父会将他们带嚟，好似心肝宝贝咁样带嚟亲近他，原谅他们，怜悯他们，爱他们。 Verses 17 and 18 told us, A day will come when God is going to take action to separate the arrogant people from the respectful people. As for those God has in his heart always, finally,God will bring them close to him as his treasured possession. And God will forgive them, have mercy on them, and love them. This is what we call the good news. 这个是我们所讲的福音。各位兄弟姐妹，